This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Not that funny, buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Seriously, I don't know if I can finish the show.
I got an eardrum problem.
Mine's bleeding.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
How did
that
you
can
do
never
that to a Bob
again in life?
Yeah, yeah, you're damn right.
Wow, Steiny, what? I need a sub.
Well.
Your motor mouth, you can do a solo show.
So.
That was nice.
Here's one thing I'm always fascinated by, and we can it's okay to criticize the Warriors organization once in a while. So 2018-19, they lose in the finals to Toronto.
Oh, why are you bringing it up?
Durant gets hurt and Klay gets hurt. Okay, so Klay's gonna miss the whole year,
so they think.
Well, right,
yeah,
which he ended up doing. So that's the year Curry gets hurt too. 65-game season, COVID. They go 15-50.
I'll never forget it.
Okay. So now they're 15-50. And this to me is why they didn't believe. They thought it was over. Why would they have drafted a project, James Wiseman, at that time, after a 15-50 season? They drafted Wiseman because, to my way of thinking, they thought their title window was over.
You believe this.
And then Wiseman wouldn't be on any kind of timetable where he's got to get good before, in order for us to win another title. All right? So then they go 15-50, and boom, they draft Wiseman. And then the next year, they go 39-33. And who'd they draft?
Kuminga and
Mobley. Kuminga.
Yeah.
Kuminga. So in consecutive years, they drafted two projects. You can't tell me that if they really believed they were still in a championship window, you could make the case. If they really thought that, then these were the two worst picks they could have possibly made. Because if they were in a championship window, why would you draft two projects? Because they didn't think they were still in a championship window. Then what happened? They shocked the world and they won it in 2022.
So you actually doubted the chef.
And now all bets. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we got all that pushback from Andre Iguodala and the veterans about, well, they think we're just going to draft these projects and keep winning titles.
Man, oh, man, what could it be, Steiny? And what is now? The fact that you're getting something from Moody, but we know he's a guy, he's a Jag, just a guy, and it's okay. He'll be on a 10-year, 12-year NBA career on somebody's bench and hopefully the Warriors. But my goodness, for where you drafted Kuminga and Wiseman, those were straight misses in regard to what you're getting in regard to ROI on Jonathan Kuminga. And it might be RO bye-bye. But I do get excited about what possibly Steiny could come back.
Kurt in Dublin. Hey, Kurt. How are you, man?
Doing good. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Hey, Steiny, I think you're all over when you talk about, you know, Steve Kerr's thought process, because he rarely, if ever, has gone public criticizing any of his players. That's just something he doesn't do. So you start to think, you know, what has caused that? And I think it's clear, because he told us as Warrior fans and the rest of the NBA that Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP coach's decision at the end of the regular season and at the beginning of the playoffs.
Right.
And then Steph got hurt, and Jonathan Kuminga came in.
Wow.
And Jonathan Kuminga was arguably our best offensive option for those last four games. And what Jonathan Kuminga showed was that he clearly was not a DNP coach's decision type player. So I think not only Warrior fans, but also people around the NBA were looking at Steve Kerr a little side eye with regards to that decision. But more importantly, I think you are a little off when you talked about whose opinion matters, because moving forward, I think it is Joe Lacob's opinion is that really matters. Because if we think about it, Steve Kerr, his focus is clearly on next year and the year after, maybe.
Right.
While Joe Lacob has got to be thinking long term, and Joe Lacob has the second opportunity of a lifetime this summer to acquire a player who is absolutely dominant and maybe considered the best in the league, in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so if he does that, he puts whatever package that needs to be done, which must probably include Jimmy Butler because of the salary. Now we're talking about a championship window that is extended beyond 1.5 years of Steph Curry and Draymond Green, maybe 6 to 8 years with someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then you start to think, okay, well, who do we want to pair with Giannis Antetokounmpo? And what would a 26-year-old, 27-year-old Jonathan Kuminga look like? So they're big decisions that have to be made regarding this. But ultimately, the number one is we've got to do everything possible to secure Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, yeah. that would
plan A, Steiny. Oh, my gosh, man. It's almost too hideous, too good to be true, Steiny. You have your replacement for the future after Steph.
I think he's a pipe dream.
I
think he's
tell us, what's your number one reason?
They don't have enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at the Bucks. Like, and this is the other problem with the Warriors. They don't have players teams want. I hate to say it. You can't get Curry.
The Bucks would have no interest in Jimmy Butler.
Would you? Would you have it? Okay, you're the Milwaukee Bucks. You won a title a couple years ago. You've fallen off.
Giannis wants out.
Okay.
So and he's
under contract for 2 more years at $115 million.
But if you could give me Butler, Kuminga, let's say Pods, Moody, and 3 first-round draft picks, well, if not more, like, Steiny, I would do that.
I don't know if I would do that.
Because Milwaukee's screwed anyway. I mean, Kareem ain't coming back in whatever the package they get with for Giannis. You're getting something, but a majority of it to me is going to be picks and stuff for the future. I'm talking about, could Milwaukee really say, oh, okay, we were Jimmy, Kuminga, his future, and Podzma, whoever. You'd have to, oh, you know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, take it all. But it really ain't all because we got Steph and Dre.
I'm trying to think why a team would want Butler right now.
Now, that's heavy. Are you really saying that?
Yes. Who would, like, first of all,
the pay is, yeah, he's got
First of all, he makes 50 plus, so wild. A trade's going to be tough. But yeah, if you're dealing with, like, Milwaukee's going to want to get young and get multiple picks, I would think.
Man, I will say this. What I thought to be true about Joe Lacob being Kuminga's biggest fan, I'm being honest, Donnie, and I keep going to Jerry Jones and Al Davis, guys that, owners that I think, not metal, but the old school Mark Cuban. I would have never thought we would see Kuminga be DNP the way that he was. So now I got to back up off Lacob, and I told you and the listeners told that I thought Lacob was, involved. But for that to happen to JK, it had to tell me, Steiny, that Lacob was okay with it. But then why in the hell 2 days after you get eliminated, are you at the game with the kid? Like, I know you can laugh.
And I just don't.
There was a message somehow in that.
What? Tell me the message.
The bread's in the oven right now to find out what the message was. He's not going anywhere.
I think you're reading.
You were done wrong. I was a part of it. Let's smooth it out. We want you to stay. Why is Kirby being so open now? If what I'm saying is so, because
he's sick of people. But what thinking he doesn't know what he's doing or talking about with Jonathan Kuminga.
But what if he didn't like that visual, and now you put a microphone in front of him like Willard did and TK did, and now all of a sudden you just get whatever you want, more than you even thought. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking about? Joe Lacob golfed with Clay, and then he was gone. Joe Lacob sat with Kuminga, and now he might be gone. I don't think there's... And there might be, but I don't see.
So no damage control.
Do you think Kerr just found out when Kuminga was sitting at half court with Lacob that the owner liked him? I think he's probably known that for 4 years. City boy.
Our man.
What's up, City?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
I heard about you shooting pool. I heard about you shooting pool. They said you're pretty good. Fast domino.
Yeah, it's a pastime. I enjoy it. Man, this Kuminga thing is a real conundrum. And let me tell you, I think, you know, Steve Kerr, I rarely get pissed at Steve because I think he's such a great coach. But I'm honestly pretty annoyed with him right now because, you know, he's submarining any trade value by making these comments. And they're self-serving comments. They're excuses. He's given us excuses why we can't trust our eyes because we were watching the playoffs and we were seeing the Warriors look old and unathletic. And we were seeing other teams with guys like Amen Thompson and all these dudes, McDaniels, just looking, their athleticism, just jumping off the page. And then he's forced to play Kuminga. And we see Kuminga going by these dudes like they're standing still. Okay. And let me tell you this. Our point of attack offense is almost as bad as our point of attack defense. And so, you know, like, it's atrocious. So Pods can't get by any of these elite defenders, right? Mm. Jimmy can't get by any of these elite defenders. Steph still can, actually, but he can't do it every night for 35 minutes. Plus, we play a motion offense. That wasn't what Steph, you know, he's not a pick-and-roll, high-usage guy, right? He plays off the ball. So where are we attacking defenses? Well, Kuminga can do that, right? And so here's the thing, too. You know, when you want to nitpick his mistakes, and I understand they're real, you know, he does miss defensive rotations. He does make egregious errors. Guess what? Young players have to play. And then you can judge them once they play. But when you play 30 minutes one night and then get a DNP the next, how can you expect growth? How can you expect a player to get better? And I really wanted to see Kuminga play a lot after he came back from injury so that they could integrate him into what they're doing and actually see what kind of value he could have in the playoffs because we were going to need him if we were going to win a championship. And we made it to the last eight without playing him. So if they had done that, I think we would have had a better chance and maybe Steph wouldn't have got hurt. Maybe we could have taken care of Houston in six. And I'll leave you with one more thing. And I really can explain Steve's comments and what he's really doing and the whole reason behind JK is all roads lead back to Draymond Green. And let me just say, Steve is choosing Draymond over Kuminga because the minutes allocation is what it is. Jimmy's going to play 35 to 45 minutes, right? So where are you going to get minutes, right? GP2 is playing over Kuminga. I would have given Kuminga all of GP2's minutes because these one-way players, and by the way, Draymond Green is not anywhere near the player he was. And I don't even want to say 5 years ago. 5 years ago, he was getting cooked in the finals by Siakam, right? Yeah. Like, Draymond Green is good in the post against bigger, slower players. He can't guard in space. He's atrocious on offense. He used to be our trigger man. He used to run the offense. This dude was number two in the league in turnover percentage this year. There was only, I don't even know who it was, but there was only one player in the entire NBA who turned the ball over at a higher rate than Draymond Green. So this dude can't score. He can't defend in space. And he turns the ball over like crazy. So, you know, I mean, It drives me insane, but Steve's loyalty to Draymond is what's holding Kuminga back more than anything, and he can't say that. He might not even admit it to himself, so he comes up with these little reasons. But let's be honest, he loves Draymond.
Yeah.
Loves him. And, you know, Draymond's one of these dudes. You know, when somebody wants to show you who they are, they'll show you. You know, it's like you got to believe. It's up to you to believe him. Draymond Green has shown us over and over again that he's not only a pain in the neck repeatedly. He doesn't only shoot us in the foot with his antics. He also does it with his turnovers and his play. And then Steve makes excuses for him and says we can't win without him. And I'm tired of Draymond. Yeah,
all right,
anyway.
Appreciate it. They're calling you caller of the year, Stoney. It's blowing up.
You know what else he's...
Wow.
You know what else he was awful at, as long as we're piling on Draymond? He's gotten terrible at closing out.
Oh, man.
Remember when he used to close out and a lot of times get a piece of the three-point shot?
I got to just push back, Stoney. We saw a couple of that. More than a couple times this year where the closeout, where I saw him...
Like, not in the playoffs. Jeff.
Well, no, not in the playoffs.
He ended up in the first row. He ended up in the first row for about seven closeouts.
Throughout the regular season, I was like, damn, Dre still got it. But man, oh, man. But Steve Kerr probably, Stoney, and this is why I keep telling you I'm infatuated with the mob movies because I love loyalty. I'm loyal to you to a fault. But I understand him being loyal to Dre at the cost of said player. Like, I get it, man. And they're loyal to this era. And that's why they've gone old or think they got action and pulled the trigger on Butler. So at the end of the day, are we really surprised, Donnie?
Well, yes, I think a lot of people are.
Well, I don't know why I just got this. And rest in peace to the logo. Would Jerry West, who was known for knowing that Kobe Bryant had the goods, would he have drafted Kuminga? Would he have looked at Wiseman and been like, oh my, and heart just flutter? Like,
I you want to know what I really think?
No,
I think Jerry West would say, but neither of these guys can play. I'm just being honest with you.
No, that's all I'm like.
He would say
Wiseman
never could. Wiseman never could play, and Jonathan Kuminga, all he does is score.
Wow.
That's what I think Jerry West would have said.
Wow,
he would have cut to the chase,
and
get a freaking rebound, Kuminga.
The reason I bring it up, Stoney, is those were nuggets and seeds that could have had right now in your future look a whole lot different had guys, you know, had Wiseman just been his version of Wimby, just somebody that's on this team making crunch, a starter.
They deserved what they got with Wiseman. They deserved what they got. The kid didn't play in college but three games.
But Jordan Poole,
Jonathan Wiseman had no concept, and still might not, about how hard
I'm not even mad at him, man.
In the NBA.
I'm not mad at him, Stoney. They chose him.
And let me tell you what else bothered the hell out of me back in the Wiseman days. Oh, but he averaged 12-6 his rookie. Oh, my God.
That was when you, Bonte, and I were doing the show. I mean, you can look it up. It's there. You can't be mad at the kid. And just like I'm not mad at Kuminga.
Right.
But I get mad at you.
People
when
are
you
afraid
say,
to get mad at the organization.
Oh, no.
They're not perfect.
No, not at all, Stoney. People are seeing it come to fruition now. Like, the covers are not the... And I appreciate City Boy for talking about our... Stoney, that's why I think I was down on Butler a little more. I was mad at him. He's not that defensive monster he used to be. That's what I... He wanted none of Ant-Man.
None of the big three are what they used to be. And there's still a feeling here that even though we all acknowledge...
Well, those paychecks are.
Even though we all acknowledge they're not the players we were, we still think somehow, with some magic pixie dust, they're going to turn into those guys in the playoffs.
Thaddeus Curry didn't get hurt, man. Even with Minnesota playing the way they're playing, I know it's against a better, one of the most deepest teams, could be champion.
And I've never, if you think that the reason that the Warriors were eliminated was because Steph Curry got hurt, then don't make any changes.
Oh, wow.
But we all know the truth there. Our good our great girl Alnetto saying, well, what would you do with Kuminga Steiny? Well, I'll tell you exactly. There's only one on this current team.
Yes.
There's only one role for him. He's got to be a sixth man who comes in when Butler goes out or when Curry goes out, and you got to feed him like Vinnie Johnson.
Okay. But why would you think now that would work or happen?
Because
you've had 4 years for that to even, for him to even get on the job training. Why would that happen?
Because he doesn't want to do that. But Kerr does not believe he can play with Draymond and Butler and Curry. Wow. And so
heard that with Wiggins. He couldn't play with Wiggins. What's the common denominator in that?
Jonathan.
Or dumb it down so he can pick it up.
Well, you know that, I mean.
I'm being real
what
now.
What does that mean? Go right, they did. That's what they did against Minnesota. Hey, Jonathan, go one-on-one.
Right. I hate when you say it that way. It's like you're prejudiced against scores. I know you're not. But no, he showed, you could watch that basketball game, even when he missed. Steiny, oh boy, I need a V8. Listen, I'm not just talking about offense with Jonathan Kuminga. The message obviously didn't get across, but dude has a skill set. I seen him pick LeBron up years ago
to
pick a guy up 94 feet. He could be a good defender.
LeBron is not that hard to pick up 94 feet.
Luka, the year ago. Steiny, I'm just saying, maybe, I'm asking you, maybe it's the institution that's letting Jay down a little. Can you allow for that?
I'm not saying they're not.
Oh, okay. See, we got something here cooking. Don't just blame the kid.
Who's doing that? Who's blaming just the kid?
The people that say he's just a scorer.
Well,
you had him for four. He should be doing what you cuss him out. Bench him.
They did.
Well, like, it's not all his fault, I guess, is what I'm saying to you all. I get it.
See, here's, all right. Sometimes when
Give it to him.
I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
We're 4 years into his career. Okay, what's Jonathan Kuminga's strength? What does he hang his hat on? And it's still
attacking
athleticism.
The rim. Yeah. Attacking the rim.
It's still athleticism.
I got you.
He needs to refine his game more.
So why do you think that hasn't happened as fast or rapidly as it should have?
I think there's a number of reasons. One of which is I don't think he's capable of a lot of things that they want him to do and that we want him to do. I just don't think he does that.
I'm going to say this.
Like, why does Pods rebound? Yeah, I don't know. Pods rebound.
Well, that's hard. And that's want to.
Well, they're answering your question.
I'm going to say this because it just popped in my mind. This next contract, if JK comes back, he'll have to wait out Kerr and then hopefully be the man for the next coach.
Exactly.
What's
wrong with that?
I would be cut so like Denzel in the movie Glory. So much, Steiny, to where I would be like, you know what? You guys don't deserve me for what
bad.
You put me through.
We have a collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
You ain't going anywhere.
But if a team throws some major chicken at him,
the Warriors will match.
No, I think Jacob is going to do good by him, man.
No, he's not. He's going to do what's best for business and the Warriors. They look what they did with D'Angelo Russell. Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
The lefty?
Yeah.
They signed him to a $125 million contract just to move him.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to get rid of Kerr. Kerr is relying on an old system, and we're falling behind. Team USA nearly lost twice because of him for being stubborn.
Like, how do you react to that? Because Tatum got bent. I'm not even making a correlation.
I don't give
with
a
it.
Rat's ass about the Olympics.
Well, that's what I tell you all the time. Oh, Carmelo won. That's what they did in the country.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, Tatum didn't play. So what? Who cares? Like, seriously, who cares?
I'm with you.
That's just me.
Yeah.
All right. 888.
Happy Memorial Day.
888. Yeah. Memorial Day. All we have are memories.
I said what I had to say yesterday.
Of the Warriors.
Stop it, man. Now you're trolling.
How?
Well, you'll see Draymond tonight. TNT.
How so?
He's on the TNT. The whole series. Pacers Knicks.
When are we going to talk about the veterans on this team are getting more interested in things outside basketball.
Well, what do you suggest they do in the offseason, Stoney?
Oh, get in the lab, Guru. Why not work on your three-point? By the way, 4 years ago when he went back to the lab to shoot threes, how did that turn out? Okay.
Well,
yeah,
he's an incredible
three-point shooter now. Hey, we got to go. Got to go.
Oh.
I'll get to all your calls. Segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.